You are listening to the All Day Ruckoff podcast, episode number 80. Welcome to the All Day Ruckoff podcast, episode number 80. This is your host, Brian, and I wanted to thank you so much for tuning in. The All Day Ruckoff podcast focuses on the GRT and rucking community and includes interviews, motivation, and advice to keep you informed and get you ready for your next event. In this episode, we have Ryan from ruck.beer on to talk about his brand new website, ruckingchallenges.com. His plan with that website is to offer monthly challenges that people can register for, complete the challenge, and receive a patch at the end of the month. I'm excited to have him on to talk about his latest project, and I really hope that you enjoy this episode. Before we get into the interview, as always, I would love to give some thanks to those who have left reviews on either our iTunes page or our Facebook page. This week, we've got a 5-star review from iTunes from HoneyBadger2003. I have enjoyed listening to your podcast while I ruck. I have especially been interested in listening to the finishers of the Star Course from various cities since DC. We didn't know how to train for DC, so I love the advice on how to train and the methods and how finishers trained. Thank you so much for taking the time to leave that 5-star review. I don't think anyone really knew how to train for that DC event, which is why it was such a crazy event. And there were so many people who didn't pass. So after that event, I did everything I could to get finishers on from a lot of different Star Course events. And I'm so glad that you found the information useful, because I know I definitely found it useful as well for the Seattle Star Course event. Thank you so much for taking the time to leave that 5-star review. Updates for this week. GoRuck is still in the middle of their 12 Days of Christmas sale. However, we are nearing the end. If you're listening to this on release day, the deal is sign up for a Star Course event, get a free event, and then tomorrow's event, and then tomorrow's deal, which is December 21st, is buy a $100 gift card, get a free event. I know last time they did that, I bought a number of $100 gift cards because I'll usually end up buying something over the course of the year and then use those free events to get some of my friends to sign up. And then I definitely used one or two for myself. So if you know you will be spending some money at GoRuck over the 2019 year, then it might be smart to buy a couple $100 gift cards and then get those free events. If you are going to be buying something at GoRuck and you want to support the podcast, you can go through the link alldayruckoff.com/GoRuck or acrt.us/GoRuck. And if you do make a purchase, we'll most likely get a percentage of that back that will be used to improve the podcast. Thank you so much for everyone who has done that. I know a number of people have reached out, and that's been really cool. So thank you. Final announcement, charitychallenges.org. The 1,000 mile challenge 2019 is open for registration. So if you're interested in getting 1,000 miles running, rucking, walking in 2019, 100% of the net proceeds to charity, head on over to charitychallenges.org and check that out. With all that out of the way, I hope that you are having an amazing holiday season. I know things have been pretty crazy around here, hopefully slightly less crazy for you, and that you're able to relax a little bit and enjoy this time of year. That's it for announcements. Here is the interview with Ryan. Today, I'm talking with Ryan, who you might know from ruck.beer, ruck.training, ruck.world, rucking.com, and newly started ruckingchallenges.com. Ryan, how are you doing today?
I'm good. I apparently have an obsession with starting websites.
They're all good. So it's I guess you got that going for you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it very much.
I'm really excited to have you on. I mean, you and I have been talking back and forth for, I think, months and months and months. And then Rucking Challenges just popped up today. And I'm really excited about this. So thank you again for taking this time.
Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure.
So before we get into Rucking Challenges and how that came to be and what's everything surrounding that. I would love to hear about how you got involved in Rucking and in GoRuck.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. So about 5 years ago, I up until that point in my life, outside of like high school soccer, I wasn't very active. Creeping up into my late 30s at the time, and ended up just trying a Groupon for a CrossFit, and really just kind of fell in love with it. And one of the coaches up at the gym was actually a Navy EOD officer. And so he had a connection with the Navy recruiters in town, and he actually started a class for guys that were looking to go special forces in the Navy. So he had a class at the gym, and he, we were talking one day, and he said that I was welcome to come into the class. And so I started going to these classes, these hour and a half long training sessions with these guys that want to like be SEALs and stuff like that. And just really enjoyed hanging out with them and working out with them and suffering together and having a good time. And just one afternoon after a workout, we were just chatting and somebody had said something about GoRuck, and I was like, well, what's that? And one of the guys was explaining, he and a buddy had just driven up to New York and like just did an HTL to see if they could do it and see what it was like. And I was like, okay. So went home and immediately Googled GoRuck, and I was like, oh man, this looks pretty intense. And like most people, when they first find out about it, it's like, oh, it's kind of crazy. And then, spent the next 2 or 3 weeks obsessing over the site and like looking at videos online and stuff. And finally I was like, I think I'm going to do this. And, signed up. There ended up being one in my, I'm in Richmond, Virginia. And so there was one in town, and me and, the coach from CrossFit and a couple other guys from the gym, and some gals, we went out and did it, and I was kind of hooked. one of my favorite memories though was we got done, and it was the end of the event, and everybody was kind of hanging out, and like at a typical GoRuck, everybody's like, hey, you want to go grab some breakfast? And everybody's joking around. I was like, no, I want to go home and die. Like, I was just wrecked. Like, it was definitely the hardest thing that I'd ever done, and there was definitely no way I was going out for breakfast. Like, I just went home and collapsed. But that was kind of it. I loved it. I loved the challenge. I loved pushing myself harder and further than I thought I could go, and being a part of the team and all the lessons learned. And that was it for me. So, I guess that was 2-3 years ago, something like that now.
I mean, it sure seems like it, because you're hanging out with people, working out with people that go out and do an HTL just to see if they can do it. And so if you're doing CrossFit with them, I mean, it definitely seems like you like pushing yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. It's those guys were another level though. Like, there was a very clear difference between me and them. Like, we'd do some workout and they'd get done and just kind of stand there just like looking at me like, you gonna finish anytime soon? And then like I'd finish and be like, I'm just gonna lay here for a little while. And they're like, what's next, boss? So it was another level working out with those guys. But yeah, it a lot of what I enjoyed being with those guys is the same thing that many of us all experience when we go out and do a GoRuck, that camaraderie, that teamwork, that working together to accomplish a goal. Somebody posted sent an AAR and that I posted over at Rocked Up Beer recently, and I think it was a guy's first event, and kind of towards the end of his thing, he's I'm going to misquote it, but the gist was like, in a day and age where there's so much division and conflict, it was really refreshing to come together with a group of people from diverse backgrounds that probably have different beliefs and political ideologies and all this stuff, and to just work together to accomplish something, to get something done. And, you know, I think that's one of the cool things that we all experience in the GoRep community that keeps me coming back for sure.
So true. And that's so well put. I mean, especially in this climate.
Yeah. Yeah. When I read it, I was like, whoa, that line alone was worth the price of admission. I think he nailed it on the head.
Absolutely. And if you want to send over a link, I'd love to put that in the show notes so everyone can check it out.
Absolutely.
So if I recall correctly, you currently coach every now and then at a CrossFit gym.
I do. I am a level one CrossFit coach.
Is that the same gym that you started out at?
Yep, it is. The coach that was the Navy officer, he's since moved on and started his own gym. But CrossFit's just been part of my journey. I love it. It's just it's a lot of fun. I love the environment. Any thoughts that I'm going to share with you, I probably have written an article about it, but I wrote something about my intersection of GoRuck and CrossFit once, and just talking about, you know, there's so many similarities. It's that the need for mental toughness, the need for, you know, making yourself uncomfortable and being comfortable in the midst of that, that I love.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely read that post. And then I had the owner of Black Hive CrossFit on, which is GoRuck's partner CrossFit gym. And I mean, that's basically said exactly what you were saying too, that there's just so many similarities. I mean, especially on the community side between CrossFit and GoRuck. It was really cool to hear.
Yeah, absolutely.
So journeying from there, your first event, who was the cadre for that first event?
Oh, Machine.
That's quite the first event.
Yeah, and it was even more awesome because it was a July 4th. And so just, you know, he having a slightly different perspective, it was really cool. Like, you know, again, it was first event. I didn't really know sort of, you know, I'd found some stuff online, but, you know, it was...
Nothing can really prepare you.
He's an intense dude.
Well put.
So it was great. It was a good first one.
And no amount of reading AARs or watching videos or anything really can prepare you for that first event, you know, standing the line, gear check, and kind of that level of stress that comes with that.
Yep. Man, it was great. So it was a July 4th event, and you know, usually July 4th ones aren't actually on the 4th, but I think this one actually fell on the 4th. And so it's, you know, it's 8, 9 o'clock, whatever. And we're down, in the Richmond's got a river that runs through it. And so we're in the city in this little park right by the river. And, you know, he's already put us in some water, and we're doing buddy carries and all this stuff. And the fireworks start going off at the river. And I mean, it's just explosions everywhere. You're like buddy carrying this guy across this field. And I mean, it was a pretty spectacular first hour.
I can only imagine. And it's not often that those 4th of July events fall actually on the 4th. But I mean, I can only, like I said, only imagine that that would have been just such a cool scene to watch.
Oh yeah, it was intense.
So from your first event, when did you end up thinking about and then starting Ruck.beer?
Yeah, so I've started a lot of websites in my life. It's just, you know, I learned how to code a little bit in college and just kind of started making websites ever since. And so typically whenever I find a new hobby or something like that, I'm always trying to turn it into a website and trying to make a little money on the side. And so I got finished with my event, and I decided, you know, I had read a few different AARs about different things. And I said, you know what? I think I'll just write one about what I packed. So I wrote a post, and it was just like sitting on my on one of my personal blogs that I had back then, and you know, kind of wrote it, forgot about it. A couple months later, I was just looking at some analytics with traffic on some of my sites, and I just popped over to my personal blog just to see if anybody reads it, and I had all this traffic, and I was like, what in the world are people reading on? Because I'm outside of this, I'm not very interesting. I'm like, who? Why are these people? And then I started digging around. I was like, oh, they're reading my GoRuck article. Okay, and so I was like, well, there might be something here, and just kind of started poking around and decided, you know what? Let's give this a try. Let's build a site around it. See if we can get people reading and see if it's something worth doing. And so then, of course, anytime you have a idea for a website, like the hardest part is figuring out the domain name. So I go to the name search engine or whatever, and I'm like, you know, what about Ruck? Like, what kind of Ruck domains are available? And apparently they're all taken. So I was like going through the list, and all these weird extensions had just been released. And I was like, ruck.beer. Yeah, let's go with that. That'll work. and that was it. The rest is kind of history. It was born, and people out there read it.
Yeah, it's crazy how many extensions there are these days. I didn't even know until I was going through looking at some for a friend, and there's like hundreds of them out now.
Oh yeah, it's unbelievable. When I was getting ready to launch Rucking Challenges, you know, again trying to figure, I want something that where the URL describes it to a degree. I don't want to get something just totally unrelated. So like trying to find things related to rucking, a lot of them are taken, which then led me down this really fun rabbit trail of like trying to identify who owns them. And, which led me to discover all the domain names that GoRuck owns, which is a fun little rabbit trail to go down. I might write about that someday, of all the sites they own and trying to analyze what they were either thinking when they bought it, or what might it be used for someday.
And not only the sites they own, but also the trademarks they have. They have long list of trademarks.
Yeah. In fact, before, it was probably, maybe two or three months before the word got out about the Mac V1s, I was looking at their trademarks and I saw boots, and I was like, huh. I almost wrote a post about like, I bet you boots are coming someday. Like, they own the trademark. They've got to have this on the radar. And sure enough, like, couple months later, I was like, oh, there they are. There's the boots. But they've had the boot trademark for, if I remember, they had it for years. So, but I mean, you know, Jason's story is, what was it, 4 years in development?
Yeah, I guess that backs it up.
So I think that's about when the trademark was, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. So that was fun. Yeah, it's always fun to stumble across all that stuff.
It is. I know they also own Ruckplate as a trademark, because when Titan Fitness came out with their weights, and they called theirs Ruckplates originally, and then they had to change it to Ruckweight because Garrett's got that.
Huh, that's cool. I didn't know that. Learned something new.
Yeah, and I only knew about it because I wrote a post about the Titan Fitness Ruckplates, and then I was corrected that they're not Ruck.
You were
plates.
Correct.
Yeah, they're Ruck weights. GoRuck. Nice. Ruck plates are the only Ruck plates.
Huh. Well, there you go. There you go, folks. All day Ruck off, providing information to enlighten us all.
That was a funny one. So you're looking for the perfect name for Wrecking Challenges. And I'm pretty pretty sure wreckingchallenges.com is the perfect name for what you've got set up.
Yeah, yeah, it worked out pretty well. Like all my sites, I'll be in the shower or a lot of the first ones, you know, ruck.beer, ruck.training, ruck.world. A lot of those came out of just while I was training for my first HTL, like out on the road by myself, just putting in long miles and just my brain kind of wandering and like, man. And I'd find myself like writing articles in my head and I'm like, I could try to make a website about this. And so, you know, similarly, the rucking challenges, you know, it was just something, it kind of got spurred along with, you know, all the ruck club call outs that Go Ruck's been doing, and just seeing how psyched everybody gets about them. You know, I'm part of the, RVA Ruck Club here in Richmond. And it's like, as soon as a challenge drops, it's like, you know, go time in the Facebook group. Like, you know, can we do it right now? Can we do it tonight? How can we get out? How can we do this challenge? And realizing that people in the community, myself included, I mean, we love challenges. We love like, oh, you want me to try and do that? Okay, let's do that. Let's get a group of people together and do that. Whether it's, you know, the whatever the go ruck, wet ruck, rain ruck, or whatever, where you had to like swim in the pool before you went for your ruck, or, you know, all the service ruck, like everybody loves that. They love like a challenge to rally around together. And, you know, so I was just kind of thinking about that concept. And I mean, well, you have the same thing, you know, the charity challenges. People love that. They sign up for that because they want a goal, something to work towards, and to rally people around together to do it. And so just kind of along that lines, I was like, you know, I bet we could come up with something really cool to do monthly, you know, make a cool patch for it, because, you know, everybody wants a cool patch. You know, find some gear to give away, make it just make it something super fun, make a little community out of it. And, you know, that way it's a little more open than like the Go Ruck, Ruck Club call outs. You know, you don't have to be a part of a ruck club. You can just be an individual and you can just go out and tackle it by yourself, or, you know, grab some friends and maybe it turns into a ruck club. But then it's, you know, the downside for the ruck club callouts, I think, is that, I mean, those things get taken so quick. Like, you know, Go Ruck will post something like, hey, this is it, you know, first 200 people to turn in their things, get patches. And it's like, you know, 4 hours later, people are posting pictures like, hey, we just went out and rucked 7 miles with a cooler, like, give us our patch. It's like, dang it. Like, we're going to do this in like a week from now. Like, we're pretty much lost already. So, you know, I kind of wanted to make it a little more accessible. Like, man, look, sign up. Everybody's getting a patch. Go out, get your miles, do your challenge, have a good time. And we'll see you next month. So it just kind of, it simmered in my mind. And, you know, like most of my ideas, it just simmered until I was like, I just got to do it. So pulled the trigger, and it's been fun. So we're actually recording this on the day that I launched it. And it's just been, you know, it's one of those things where you put something out there and you're like, I don't know, people might think this is dumb, but, you know, it was really encouraging to see how many people were like, oh, this is great, this is awesome, love it, you know, signing up and tagging other people to get them to sign up for the challenge. And it's been a cool day. Been very cool.
That's awesome. And just so many different comments on it. I mean, the idea of challenges, obviously we all got into Go Ruck because we wanted to push ourselves. Not because like we all like sitting on the couch, or, you know, that's not like the collective right thing that brings us all together. So it makes perfect sense to to put these challenges together. And then I just love that, you know, anyone can take part in it. You don't have to have a Ruck Club. The Ruck Club callouts have been really cool, but just like you mentioned, if you're not on those day one or day two, I mean, you're not getting a patch. And
yeah,
it makes it cool in a way, because like GoRuck wants to make the patches limited and special.
Right.
But at the same time, it can be very discouraging to smaller Ruck clubs, or to Ruck clubs who, you know, have a weekly ruck, and their weekly ruck might be in 4 days. And if they do the challenge on that day, they're not getting a patch. It's too late. So having everyone who registers get a patch, you know, register for the rucking challenge with some friends, you know, maybe do it every month together. And then maybe that turns into a ruck club. Maybe it just stays as friends rucking, but I mean, there's so much that can come of it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's probably worth noting too, that GoRuck gives their patches away for free. you do have to pay for my challenges. So, you know, there is that, I guess. I guess they can't give them away free to everybody all the time. But although big shout out to Travis Mannion Foundation. I mean, they've been hooking us up with some sweet patches when we've been doing the Ruck Club challenges for the
Service Ruck.
The Service Ruck with the Operation Legacy, and then the race. Yeah, those were both really great call outs.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was really cool. I mean, that they footed the bill for all those patches for everyone.
Yeah.
I was always under the impression that, I mean, my idea would be that GoRuck would give X number away for free. And then if your Ruck Club completed it, then maybe you could buy in to a patch and they could do a second run and and everyone else could get it. But
yeah,
I mean, there's some overhead there, and it's not like Lee and Bomber aren't as busy as they are already.
right. So, but I definitely love the call outs. Those are great.
Yeah.
Cause I mean, even our Ruck Club, I think we might've actually gotten patches for one of them, but I mean, you know, everybody still goes out and does them. You know, I think our caroling one might've gotten canceled, from like 10 inches of snow that we got or something like that. But yeah, I mean, my wife went out and did the rain ruck and got soaking wet and put in her miles and never got a patch, but she got a great story out of it.
Absolutely. I mean, I did all this and I didn't get a patch.
Right.
That's too funny. So ruckingchallenges.com, the first challenge starts on January 1st.
Yep. Yeah, so January 1st, I was trying to think of something, you know, to start off the new year. And, you know, I know a 20-mile ruck is kind of a good milestone for a lot of people. I know those folks doing Pathfinder, I know when I did my first Pathfinder, the 20-mile night ruck was one of the challenges that I did. And so, you know, 20.19 miles seemed like an appropriate mileage for the month of January. And as I was creating the challenge, just kind of thinking, you know, 20 miles is a lot of miles. Like if we're asking folks to do it in one shot, I mean, there's plenty of people in the community where it's like, okay, I'll go knock out 20, no problem. But there's, you know, I started thinking there's going to be people that look at that and go, I can't do 20 miles. And so, you know, with the challenges, ultimately what I hope people do is give it a shot. You know, maybe you're not at the place where you can knock out 20.19 miles, but can you do 2 tens? Can you do three sevens? You know, how can you log those 20.19 miles in January, and you know, challenge yourself, own it yourself, enjoy it, and get out there and do something. It gives you something to shoot for during the first month of January.
Yeah, And I mean, January can be such, I don't want to say a confusing time, but it can be such an interesting time of year, because you're just coming off the holidays. You're being like harassed in every direction by, you know, emails and New Year's resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, make something huge for your 2019. Do something big, like figure out this, you know, monstrous challenge or task. You know, go from like couch to Iron Man.
And right.
I think it's refreshing just to see, you know, a challenge that, I mean, 20.19 miles is not short. If you're, mm-hmm. you know, if you're doing it in one go, but if you're not able to, breaking it up, but just seeing, you know, something that falls directly in line with our community and mm-hmm. rucking, and something, you know, something obtainable, not be, you know, be the first person to get 100 miles, or be the first, you know, mm-hmm. whatever, the first 100 to do something that turns into like this race, this adrenaline rush to get everyone together, and it makes it slightly stressful. Like, this is an awesome way to start the year off right.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I've got some ideas for future months, and, you know, I appreciate, you know, GoRuck has kind of inspired me with some of their, you know, more fun challenges, where it's like, you know, like the rain ruck. I mean, that's a really sucky ruck. Like, get sopping wet and go put in like 5 miles. Like, that sucks, but like, it's totally attainable. And if you do it with some folks, man, it makes for an awesome story. And, you know, that was one of the best call out patches, I think. You know, so I think coming up with challenges that you look at and you're like, yeah, like that, there's a little bit of a challenge in there, but at the same time, it's like, that's going to be pretty cool when we do that. So trying to cue some of those up as I look down to the months ahead, and, you know, trying to like, to find some partnerships and stuff like that, to where we can put together like really cool prize packages. You know, like right now I was like, you know what, I'm just going to buy a rucker and give it away to somebody. Like, that would be cool.
That would be cool.
Hopefully. Yeah. So hopefully as the, you know, folks, the community that grows around the monthly challenges, as that grows, you know, I have something to pitch to companies and say, hey, look, why don't you give these guys and gals like some cool swag and see if we can't have, you know, be great if we can give away like multiple rucks and, you know, all kinds of gear, and, you know, more than just one lucky person wins something. Maybe a bunch of people are going to win stuff. So we'll see where it goes.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
And you could even look into, you know, GRT run companies, like, go with Pathfinder from like a Rucking Challenges / Pathfinder, where 5 people get free Pathfinder entries or heavy job training. I mean, there's, if GoRuck's not going to give you free stuff to give away, I'm sure there are a number of GRT companies that would love to get involved.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, Bomber, if you're listening and GoRuck does want to give me stuff to give away, I'm totally down for that. Just putting it out there, buddy.
Bomber does listen, so I'm already anticipating the message from him about
all the stuff he's going to give me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but between that and signing him up to do more envelopes for mailing out patches,
yeah,
he's nice. Going to love us by the end of this.
It's going to be great. Yeah, actually, talking about mailing patches, that was one of the conversations I had with my wife, like. So I've got 3 kids, and so they're going to be part of the patch mailing brigade. We're in contract negotiations as we speak on what their going rate is. So I'm not sure. Maybe when people listen to the podcast, they can comment like what the going rate should be for child labor. as it relates to stuffing envelopes full of patches. Cause I got a feeling we're going to be doing a lot of that.
Yeah. That's a good call. The first couple of years of charity challenges, I did it all myself. And I think like I blew my arms out. For the 1,000 mile challenge, 2017, which was the first year we did that, I enlisted my parents to come and help because there was 1,800 envelopes to go out. And that was,
wow.
When I saw the number, I was like, if I do all this myself, like I'm not going to have arms anymore. I'm going to have no energy left to ruck or run or work out. Like I'm just going to turn this is it. This is my life now. I'm just going to be this packaging machine, and I'm going to be like so withdrawn from the community.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
that's, smart call on getting your kids involved.
Yeah. And they, you know, they're slowly becoming part of the community. They've done some of the rough challenges with us and stuff like that. So, my wife was saying that they're going to do the challenge, the three of them and my wife, they're going to break their 20 miles up kind of all across the month and, you know, try and shoot for like going out for like a mile a day. Just the four of them, like during my wife homeschools. So, you know, take a break from school and go for a 1 mile ruck together, throughout the month. Yeah. So they're excited to earn their own patches. Although the logo is a little weird to be putting on my kid's ruck. You know, the rucked out beer looks a little, it's like rucked out soda pop. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe you can, I don't know. Do a kid's version with like an orange juice box or something.
Right. Well, that's all right. My wife, the first time I showed her the logo, I was like, hey, I put this together for the site. And she just kind of stared at it and she was like, cell phone popcorn? It's like, yep, that's it. Cell phone popcorn.
So do you by any chance own cellphone.popcorn and have that redirect to rock.beer?
No, I don't think .popcorn is an extension that's available.
Yet.
Yet, but it could be.
At the rate they're going, I mean.
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy ones out there.
Yeah, maybe 2024, 2025, but I bet sometime before I die, you can buy a .popcorn domain.
Yeah, well, I was disappointed that dot challenges wasn't, because I kind of wanted to go with my continual theme of like
ruck dot challenges.
Yeah, so you know, ruck dot beer, ruck dot training, ruck dot challenges. That would have been nice.
That would have been nice.
But it doesn't exist. So ruckingchallenges.com.
Well, now you can run analytics and see if the TLD actually matters at all.
Yeah. We'll see.
So you mentioned a number of times future events, that this isn't going to be just a 1 month thing, which brings me to the single entry versus subscription, which I think is just an awesome model, because then you can just kind of set it and forget it. So do you want to talk about that?
Yeah. So I mean, it's just that concept of like, you know, I wanted to make this not a one and done kind of thing. I wanted it to be ongoing and have something new every month for people to tackle. But I just know myself, like if I was the end user, I'd be like, oh, that's really cool. And I'd sign up for the January one. And then I'd forget to sign up for February and be like, oh, that was cool. I was going to do that. But then I forgot to sign up. And then, you know, maybe I catch March and it, you know, the idea of a subscription just makes it easier. You know, it gets people in the door and then hopefully keeps them in. And, you know, they don't have to worry about, oh, I need to sign up or I need to pay. Like, nope, you already signed up. You're good. Just go ahead and do this thing. hopefully people go for the subscription. And, you know, I knocked a couple bucks off to kind of motivate people in that direction. But, you know, at the end of the day, do whatever you want. I mean, you know what you can do? You can not pay me any money and go out and ruck 20 miles. It's cool with me.
That's true. But then you don't get the awesome patch.
That is true.
But you can still go out and do the 20.19.
Yeah. Or you can just wait until somebody, you know, posts it on Ruckmall to make $10.
There we go.
So this, you can, there's all kinds of options.
Find it on eBay next to all the other GRT patches.
There you go. Lots of options around here, folks. But I recommend the subscription. It's the way to go.
And for what it's worth, that's what I signed up for.
Nice. Yes. Excellent.
I'm a sucker for saving money. If you're going to knock $2 off a month, like, why not?
Yeah. Yeah. And then the really great thing is, if you do completely forget about it, like at the end of the month, like, this patch is going to show up at your house. And you're like, what's this? Oh, sweet. I got a patch. Guess I got to go. What do I have to do? What is this thing?
Yeah. A patch shows up and now you're like, I got to dig through my inbox. Like, what do I have to do to earn this again?
Right. Oh, yeah. So,
you know, it's going to happen to someone.
Yeah.
Month three, month four, that thing's going to show up and go, oh my gosh. Like, yeah. Now I got to do what? Jump in a pool? Go ruck 6 miles? Pool, go ruck.
Yep. I feel like I can't use that one, though. That one's been done. I have to come up with something else.
That's a good one, though.
It is a good one.
But there's a lot of options out there. I mean, we'll see. If GoRuck doesn't reuse it, then I mean, you can save it for like 2020, 2021, yeah, yeah. When all these people come in, have never even heard of that Ruck Club Challenge.
Yep, there you go.
They'll be like, you're the innovator. And then they'll be like, what's this GoRuck Ruck Club call out copying rucking challenges?
Oh, man. Yeah, no, it's... We'll see. I've got some good stuff in the queue. I think got a couple details I need to iron out for February, but I think February is going to be pretty sweet. People are going to be excited about it.
Nice.
But I mean, January is great. Excited about January too.
Don't skip January because Ryan is really excited about February. Do January and then get excited with Ryan for February.
Yeah. Oh, and even just now, I got a great October one. That's just going to percolate. It's going to percolate all the way till October. Y'all are in for a real treat. Go ahead and subscribe. You're going to like it.
It's always tough when you get those ideas. You're like, this is going to be the greatest thing for, you know, Thanksgiving. But too bad Thanksgiving happened like less than a month ago. I have to wait 11 months to execute on this idea.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's my problem with like all my multitude of websites is I get that idea and it just burns in my brain until I finally pull the trigger. You know, rucking challenges has been in the back of my brain for a couple of months now. And along with, you know, all these other sites, they just burn a hole in there until I just stay up really late, multiple nights on end, and make it happen.
So we gotta do sometimes, especially when you're burning the candle from both ends.
Yep.
But it is appreciated that you're taking all the time to do it.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes it worth it. You know, when I see people engaging on whatever site it is, whatever content it is that I've put out there, you know, with ruck.training, you know, when you sign up to download the files, you get added to an email list, and you know, I have some automatic emails that are generated that just, you know, hey, you signed up a couple of weeks ago for the heavy challenge or the heavy training, you know, how's it going? Don't forget, you know, you should be on week four, you know, keep working, don't be lazy, that sort of thing. And it's fun that, you know, people often reply to those, like, you know, I get two or three replies a day, like, oh, hey, thanks for checking in. You know, my training's going good. And like, you know, people are engaged and it's like, man, that, like, you're actually using this training tool. You're actually reading this article and finding it helpful. It's super, super rewarding. Like I said earlier, you know, just seeing the people that were excited about rucking challenges. Like, I think it's a great idea, but because I came up with it. But like, you're looking at this on the outside and you think it's a great idea. Like, that's really cool. Like, that kind of makes my day, makes it worth it for sure.
Yeah, that's always the tricky part, right? Because you come up with these ideas and you think they're good ideas, but you're also a person who thinks GORUCK events are good ideas.
Exactly.
Which means that what you think are good ideas might not mesh with what the rest of the world thinks are good ideas. The great thing is that we've got an awesome community of people who also think GORUCK and Ruckin events are good ideas. So that helps.
Yep. Yeah. It's funny. Like, I always feel so, you know, it's weird. It's challenging enough to talk about GORUCK to people and not sound insane. But then when I try and tell people that, like, I have a website where I write about this thing called GORUCK, it's just like, as it's coming out of my mouth, I'm like, dude, you sound like an idiot. Like, just, they don't get it. Just walk away. So every now and then somebody that knows me, that doesn't really know that aspect of my life, will somehow come across one of my sites and they're like, what in the world is this site of yours? Do you really want to know? Like, because we're doing this thing on Saturday. If you want to come hang out with us. And they're like, no, I don't. So.
Yeah, it's funny how that works. I got on a bus going to Seattle the other day, and there was a guy with a GR1 and a tough patch on it. And so obviously I sat right across from him and immediately said, you got a nice backpack. And we ended up talking for like half an hour on the bus. And it had been, I think, about 4 years since he had done an event. And so that kind of like set my level for like how much crazy I'm going to exude.
Yeah, right.
Like, I was like, all right, I can't go like full GORUCK crazy because this guy hasn't, you know, done an event for 4 years, and I'm just going to absolutely terrify him, and he's probably just going to get off the, like, roll off the bus.
Right. But it's fun even when you find people like that. Like, when I went down for my my level one CrossFit course, you know, I walked in and there was a guy wearing a GR1, and I was like, oh, hey man, nice pack. And I can't remember. I think he might have even had like an event patch. And so we started talking, and, you know, it had been like that, you know, 2 or 3 years since he had done one. And, you know, but you could still, as he talked, he kind of had that look in his eye like, yeah, this is, I get it. You know, there's that level of crazy in me.
Isn't that cool how people who haven't done an event in 3 or 4 years, I mean, they're still sporting their event patch.
Oh, and, yeah.
I mean, they still, like, they can remember just almost every aspect of that event that they at least didn't black out during.
Right.
Or burn away from their memory because it was so horrible. But, I mean, it's just cool. And then, you know, see them get excited to talk about it because they, you know, probably haven't talked about that event in months.
Yeah. And to have somebody with that shared experience that can appreciate it, you know, and not the people that are looking at you like, no, you're just crazy. You're just absolutely crazy.
So it's like a marathon with a backpack? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much. It's basically what it is.
Yep.
I guess it's fun. It's fun too. You know, I was, so we've got an event coming up in Richmond in June. And so everybody over here has been really excited that we're getting an event. And so I had reached out to a couple guys that had expressed a little bit of interest in the past, kind of like, oh yeah, that thing sounds kind of cool. But then gosh, I can't even keep track of all the sales. Whatever the last event sale was, what is it, 50% off? Is that what we got?
That's the one, 50 off.
Yeah. So I shot an email to a couple guys, and one guy was like, cool, I'll sign up. And then, you know, kind of like, I saw him at church on Sunday, and we started talking. I was like, do you have any idea? And I was like, no, not really. What? I don't really know what I signed up for. And so I said, well, hey, next Saturday, bunch of us are going to meet out at the park, and we're going to do something called the Sandbag Mile. You want to come do it? He was like, sure. I was like, okay, see you there.
I mean, a mile's not that far, right?
Yeah. Sandbag Mile. Cool. I'm there. So, you know, getting him out there and, you know, finding people that are like, I think this is going to be something that you enjoy, you know, finding people that, you know, most people are like, oh, that was the stupidest thing ever. I would never do that again. But he got done. He was like, that was not what I expected. I don't know if I liked it, but I'd do it again. I was like, all right, we'll see for the next one then. So it's not just, running into those people that have been part of the community past, but, you know, growing the community. And I think that's what's really exciting about like ruck clubs and stuff like that. Like really seeing, making it more accessible, making rucking and things like that more accessible to more people. You know, not everybody's going to be able to or would ever want to do the Sandbag Mile, but, you know, find ways to reach out deeper into the community and get more people out and active and engaged. It's just cool.
It is. It's so cool. And I mean, that's one of the things that I've always vowed to myself. It's so fun to see people at their first event. So yeah. I under like no circumstances will ever try to be out of shape enough that I can't at the drop of a hat do it tough. Because if any of my friends that are like, just like you said, you know, on the fence or haven't, you know, I've thought about it for a couple of years or like maybe if it was cheaper and then a sale comes, if they ever sign up and are like, I'm going to do this event, that I just always want to be able to be there and just experience that, because it's, and like you said, it's all about growing the community and just seeing them out there doing something that they probably never thought that they could do.
Right. Yep. So maybe rucking challenges will help play a role in that as well. You know, maybe we can play a little part in that of, you know, somebody tagging somebody and saying, hey, come do this thing with me.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Come do this thing with me. You're guaranteed to get a patch.
You're going to get a patch.
Which is always a fun selling point.
Yeah. The person didn't even know that they wanted or needed a patch, but once they get it, they're going to understand like, oh, okay. Yeah. How do I get another one of these?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a dangerous boat, that first patch.
Yep. Yep.
Speaking about 2019, the first Rucking Challenges event starts in January 2019. What is your 2019 looking like?
So from a Go Ruck perspective, I am heading down to Jacksonville for GRT reunion. Pretty excited about that. Last time I went to Jacksonville was for the Ruck Club Battle version 1.0. That was amazing, but it was a real quick trip. Like, we got in late the night before and then like did the event and then went home the next morning. So I'm hoping to actually be able to go down and hang out a little bit and, you know, actually spend a little bit of time in HQ and that sort of thing. So definitely looking forward to reunion. Going to be doing the Tough and the Light here in Richmond. And we've got a great, you know, everybody in the Ruck Club is super psyched. So that's going to be fun. I've got two or three buddies that are going to be new first event. So I'm super, super excited about seeing them experience it. And then I guess I'll, yeah, might as well do the DC 50 Star Course. Is what I'm planning to do this year. I don't know if anything else will pop up or not, but those are the ones that, like, I've talked to my wife and she has said that I should do. So that's the main ones. You know, time and money. That's all you need to do GoRug.
Yeah.
Sadly, I'm limited on both. Unless you all go and subscribe for Rucking Challenges. Maybe I'll have a little more money to do events. I don't know. We'll see. What about you? Are you going to Jacksonville for reunion?
So I can say this on the podcast because I know my wife doesn't listen to the podcast. But I am I'm 100% registered for reunion, but I haven't figured out how I'm going to get there or how any of that stuff is going to work or how I'm going to ask for permission to go, but I am registered.
That's awesome. As I was telling my cell phone dot popcorn story, I was like, yeah, my wife's not going to listen to this. I'll be fine. that's great, man. I mean, flying from Seattle's no joke though.
The real tough part is with the kids. So, I mean, we talked a little bit before this, but New Year's Eve got his CPAP surgery so that they'll hopefully fix his sleeping. And then beginning of April, he's going to have open heart surgery.
Mm.
And so the recovery time on that it's like 6 weeks till he's like 100% perfect, but it should be about 3 weeks till he's pretty good to go. He'll be in the hospital for a week straight. And so reunion is the end of January, February, March, April.
Yeah.
So I know his surgery is at the beginning of month 3, and I know the reunion is at the end of month 4. And so that's how I'm doing the month math on 6 weeks. So it should work out that I'll be able to go. Unless there's like obviously complications with that, then family first, but
Yeah.
It should work out that I should be able to make it. And that's one of those things. Like for a couple of years, I was going to SHOT Show on media and that was fun. I had a really good time doing that. I met some JRT down there, but that's not like, if I'm going to be taking a trip for all day ruck off, I want it to be like something that's 100% focused on rucking. And so I think reunion would be the perfect answer because there's everyone getting together, the whole, you know, community aspect. It seems like if I'm going to be traveling for one event during a year, that reunion should be it. So like you said, 50% off sale. I mean, like that just grabbed me by the neck. I signed up with that. So we'll see. It would be a blast. And I'd love to see you there. So that would try and make it happen.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be cool. Hopefully everything will go smoothly with all the surgeries and stuff. And it'll be no problem.
Yeah, that's the hope. So,
yeah.
I mean, we'll see how it ends up. I'm just glad that they're able to do it when he's so young. He's 4.5, so he'll barely remember it. And they're able to catch everything early. So,
wow.
You know, fingers crossed, should be good. And he won't even remember it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that's going to be awesome that you're going to do 50 this year. I wanted so badly to do the Seattle 50 when it came back, but it indexes on my wife's birthday. So I think there's no better way to get yourself thrown like as far into the doghouse as possible than to be gone at a GoRuck event on one of her, I guess, like milestone, one of the zero birthdays.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably not wise. Yeah, I was super bummed to not catch any of the star course. I had wanted to do DC. I can't remember what happened. I think
coaching,
both,
right?
So I was going to do DC, and then I was going to do Jacksonville. And both times, I coached my son's soccer team, and just the scheduling conflict and I don't have a backup coach or anybody that I trust to run the team. So I had to miss out both times. But I got to look at the dates again for DC, but I'd really like to do it. I don't want to train for it though. So that's the real kicker. Like I know it's not wise or advisable, but I kind of feel like if I do the DC 50, I'm just going to like show up and it's either going to eat me alive or I'm going to make it. I guess those are the two options, but I don't really want to train for it.
Training's not fun. Training for the 50 was not a good time. I did all of the rucks except for two by myself. It was miserable.
Yeah, it's just so many miles of training.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, so what? I think the rucking challenge is 20.19. I figure if I'm the owner of the site, I should probably do it. So I'll probably try that as like a, what happens if I just go out and just straight up ruck 20 miles with like not having really trained for it? Like what happens to my body? And now double it plus some.
Yeah.
So if I come back from that 20 and I'm like, I feel fine, then I probably won't train for the 50 and I'll just do it and regret it.
I mean, any way you cut it, right, you're going to get a good blog post out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
What I need to do is get a friggin' assistant coach so I can miss some soccer games.
There we go. But but you know that they wouldn't do it as good as you do.
No, but.
But still might be worth it.
Yeah, probably. I probably need to get on that.
Oh man, yeah, it'd be fun to make it out there for that DC Star course. I wonder if they're gonna have the event be the same course as they did it last time.
Yeah, I don't know,
because that was a kicker of a course. I mean, the weather was probably a huge contributing factor, but it'd be interesting if they did the exact same thing.
I don't know.
I guess we'll see. Hopefully you can tell me.
To some degree, you know, the course ultimately depends on on how you navigate the waypoints. And, you know, I'm sure there'll be repeat waypoints just because, you know, you want to pick some of the waypoints that are the notable ones. So I'm sure there'll be some overlap of where you're going.
Yeah, I highly recommend, this is what our group did, is that we spent the first 15 minutes just literally putting every waypoint into this. I think the app was called En route or something, but you just shove it into this app and it creates the quickest path between all the points, start and end, and it gives it to you on a Google map so that you can, you know, validate that it didn't have like a heart attack or something during calculating it. Nice. Or is it like making you swim across an ocean or something? So
right.
So it worked out pretty well, because then we didn't really, you know, do any overlap. It was terrifying because it spit back 56 miles, but
right. I was about to say, I felt like yours was creeping up on 60.
Yeah, it finished over 60 because there was a bridge that was closed. And that was one of the things that got us, is we get to this bridge at 1 a.m. and it's completely like abandoned and closed during the day. It's like a tourist bridge. You're like, all right, guess we gotta go around. Here comes like 3.5 more miles.
Oh, that's brutal. So, sounds fun. Can't wait.
I mean, it's the things that make for good stories. Like at the time in my head, I was thinking, all right, like this is an extra hour. Like this 3.5 miles, especially when you're getting to the pace towards the end, like this is going to add a solid hour to this event for us. But, you know, looking back, I can laugh about it.
Yeah.
Awesome, man. So is there anything else that you want to talk about? I know it's getting, you know, super late for you there. I want to thank you again for, you know, finding time to talk. I mean, this is going to go out in 2 days. And so if people are listening to it today, then 2 days ago, Ryan and I were talking and started talking at roughly 10:15 his time, 7:15 my time, because I wanted to get this together and out this year so that everyone could hear about rucking challenges before that first event starts.
Yeah.
The end of the year podcast is already kind of locked in, the one between Christmas and New Year's, but was able to kick one and make this happen. So thank you again for taking the time.
Yeah. I appreciate you reaching out to me. I was like, there's no way I can do it. And then I was like, okay, I can talk, but it's gonna be like 10 o'clock, which is, you know, I've been working a lot of late nights trying to get the site up and running and functioning well and working out all the bugs and stuff and getting up super early and coaching CrossFit and working all day. And so like, actually we went to a Pops concert with the family to like a Christmas Pops concert. And like mid concert, like I'm like nodding off. My wife's like giving me the like, hey, psst, wake up. And I'm like, man, I gotta go home and like talk to Brian at like 10 o'clock at night. I don't even know if I'm gonna be coherent. So hopefully it all wasn't too rambly. But no, I appreciate you taking the time to let people know about it. And you know, obviously all that you do for the community is pretty awesome. You know, it's always fun to chat with you about, you know, things that we're doing, things that we're thinking about as it relates to the community. And it's just fun. It's fun to be a part of. So thanks for inviting me into it.
Absolutely. Thank you. And I think a lot of people don't know that we're friends and talk fairly regularly, because every now and then I'll get emails from people. It's like, did you see what Ryan over at ruck.bu did? That's like, yeah, I talk to this guy pretty much every day. Like,
yeah. The little known secret, Brian and I talk on Twitter fairly regularly. So yeah, it's and often it's like, oh man, that was a really good idea that you just had. That post was great. Dang it, I was gonna write that. So in fact, I think I was actually thinking about, I was like running through my head of should I do a podcast? Like, what would I do? How would that be structured? And then like a week later, it was like the All Day Ruck Off podcast came on. I was like, all right. Hey, I didn't really want to do it anyway. Like, Brian's got it covered. Good. All right. On to the next thing. So.
That's too funny. I didn't know that. I did get messages from a number of people who said, oh man, I was thinking of doing a rucking podcast, but you know, now you're doing it. And then my response was always like, well, you should still do it because I need something to listen to.
Yeah. 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 There's plenty of personalities, man. There could probably be some really good personalities to put together some good podcasts for our community. But it's not me. I'll just go create some more websites.
There are a lot of good personalities out there. And that's what some of this, you know, so fun to bring all the cadre on, because they got some good personalities.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you want to talk about, you want to mention, any shout outs you want to give? Obviously, I'm going to have links to ruck.beer, ruck.training, ruck.world, rucking.com, and ruckingchallenges.com. in the show notes for everyone to get to. Is there anything else that you want to talk about?
No, I think that's it.
Awesome. Ryan,
sorry. Anticlimactic. No, I got nothing.
that's perfect. Thank you so much again. And thanks for everything you're doing for the community. I mean, that's a amazing list of resources at this point. And I'm really excited to see where RuckingChallenges.com and everything else ends up going.
Awesome, man. Well, thank you again. I appreciate it, Brian.
Thank you so much for listening to the All Day Ruck Off podcast. I really hope you enjoyed that interview with Brian. It was great having him on the show. Him and I talk all the time. And that was funny. That was the first time we've actually talked on the phone to each other. Usually we're just back and forth with messages. So that was a lot of fun. I think it's going to be really cool to see what he does with RuckingChallenges.com. I can't wait to take part in some of the events, get some miles in, and get some cool patches. If you want to visit the show notes to get links to everything we talked about in this episode, you can head on over to alldayruckoff.com/podcast/episode-080. And if you enjoyed this episode, I would truly appreciate it if you would spend a couple minutes and leave a review on either iTunes or on our Facebook page. You can search for All Day Rock Off and we'll show up. As always, if you want to reach out to me, you can send me an email directly, Brian, spelled B-R-I-A-N, at alldayrockoff.com, and I would love to hear from you. Should hopefully have a pretty fun episode coming up next week, which is right between Christmas and New Year's. It'll be the last episode of the year. It's not recorded yet, but it is scheduled, and I think it's going to be a ton of fun. If you're interested in the 1,000-mile challenge, you can head on over to charitychallenges.org. Check that out. Don't forget, there's still the GoRock 12 Days of Christmas sale going on through December 21st. So if you want to do that $100 gift card, get a free event, make a note in your calendar. That's going to be a big one. I'm definitely taking advantage of it. And you can use the links alldayrockoff.com/GoRock or acrt.us/GoRock. And doing so will help the podcast out. Thank you so much for all of the support. And don't forget, attitude is everything. Keep yours positive and drink hard, rock harder.